I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The answer is yes. I absolutely went to get my son yesterday when he had a fever. And thank you, by the way, for asking. This texter says, Jordana, inquiring minds want to know, did you go and get Maddox yesterday and take him to your home? He has been at my home since the end of the show. He's basically been in the bed and woke up dripping with fever and sweat and has an appointment at the doctor this afternoon, by the way, which I will accompany him to. Even though I don't have to, I will accompany him to the doctor because I am his mother and I will always take care of him. Friends, our conversation yesterday, my boss called me after the show. My personal friends were texting me during the show saying, what in the world is happening that people don't want to pick up their kids or visit their kids or bring soup to their kids when they are sick? And a girlfriend of mine listened to the show, was meeting another girlfriend for coffee, and asked her this question. You know, if your kid was sick and they were at college and they're 20 minutes away, would you go and scoop them up and bring them home? And her friend's reaction was worthy of bringing on the show for her winging it. And we're having this conversation with my new friend, Neera. I'm only giving you that as her information, keeping her somewhat anonymous. My new friend, Neera, was raised in Sri Lanka. She raised her children here in Minnesota. Neera, I'm going to ask you this question. Would you have gone to college to pick up your sick child?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because I'm his mother, and
right, but he's 19 and he's in college.
Doesn't matter. I never got a certificate when I gave birth to my kid from the hospital saying you are only his mother till he's 18.
So true.
Absolutely, I'm his mother till I die. So I have to do everything that I need to, not that he can't take care of himself, or actually have to, or do their own stuff, but they also need to know that there's somebody there for them at any time. Anything they want, that they can come running to us. This is the unconditional love that they know they'll get because they are parents. God didn't drop them from the sky. We gave birth to them. So I think it's our responsibility to take care of them till we are done.
And Neera, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but my girlfriend, our mutual friend Judy, was texting me yesterday and she said, Neera has such an interesting take on this because growing up in Sri Lanka, you grew up in Sri Lanka. Are parents very involved? Would they be considered helicopter parents in America?
Well, we never used that word.
That's okay.
Because that's all we knew. Parents were very involved in everything. We looked up to them for advice, and we were always surrounded by parents, uncles, or aunts to give you good advice, and you knew there was somebody there for you.
You also mentioned something, and I took notes from what you and Judy were talking about because it was so interesting to me. Neera also said that we get shamed for overparenting in this country, except with one caveat, when it comes to sports. When it comes to sports, we can be up these kids' butts. We can be at their practices. We can be yelling at their coaches. We can be spending millions of dollars. We can be giving up our weekends to run them to the game and be there early and give up our whole lives to be with them. And nobody gets shamed for helicoptering the sporty kid. Is that true?
Yes. And do we check with our kids whether they really want to do this? Or is it us forcing them to do the sports because it's a big name and a posh thing for the parents?
So that you think that's more for the parents than it is for the kids?
Are you using your kids as trophy kids? Not really love and affection. And what kind of kids are you bringing up in this world? Are they going to turn around and be good parents to their own kids? Or are they going to be treating their kids as trophy kids too?
Do you know other parents that would parent less than maybe you and I would, like not go get their kid from college, or that have sort of been like, because I was shocked at the text line yesterday, and I can read some of these. I was shocked at how so many of our listeners seem to have really crappy parents, that their parents just at 19, I wash my hands, you're done. Oh, you're out of the house, or get out of the house. And now we're done. And they think, oh, that toughened me up. What is your response to that kind of parenting?
I was shocked, actually. I did read or listen to your tape. And why someone has that strong opinion, if you're willing to take care of your kid the way they should be, you're not asking anyone to help you go bring your child from university. I went yesterday at 8:30 p.m. to give my son's chemistry lab report that he printed to give it to class today. It was raining. It was dark. I'm a little bit blind. Not really, but I drove all the way. He's a freshman. He could have gotten it done at the library, but he was nervous. I wanted to be there for him. I even didn't ask him questions. I took one-sided copies and two-sided copies because I wasn't too sure. Luckily, I had enough paper at home because it was a big report.
And is he going to grow up to be a total wimp and a mama's boy and never leave the house and never get off your couch? Yeah, and are you going to pay his bills and wipe his butt forever?
That's the thing that I don't agree with. And fortunately, the friends I have are really kind and nice to their kids and pretty much do everything like I do, except none of my friends like to cook like I do, which is fine.
But I'm sure they love when you cook for them.
Yes, they love, and I am willing to cook for anyone to take, do anything. But I don't think this word helicopter parent, I don't think it's on the Webster dictionary anyway. And I don't think you ever disown your kid at 18. I think it's totally wrong. You are never, once you become a parent, you don't get a divorce in court to not be a parent.
Fair enough. And that's why I'm telling you, I was so disheartened from some of the texts that I received yesterday. And I really went home thinking, we have a dearth of quality parenting here. And I just felt so bad from some of these on the text line. Like, I'm going to read you some of the, and for our listeners, some of what we received yesterday. Jor, graduated from high school in the mid-80s. As I got closer to that date, I recall my dad repeatedly telling me, once I graduated high school, my parent responsibility is over. I can't understand that. The job of a parent, Jordana, this is another text, is to ensure that your children are independent adults. You are failing in your job. So taking care of my son when he's sick at 19, this texter says, I am failing at my job. And because I don't care what this person thinks of me, thank God, and I don't, what I think is I feel so sad for this person that clearly they were parented improperly. And if your parent doesn't continue to parent you for the rest of your life, then what kind of relationship is that? Jor, leave your children alone. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. They're my children. I would never leave them alone. Jor, while you're at it, call his teachers and go pick up his homework for him. Again, people were so angry that I was saying, I want to run to school and pick up my kid because he's sick. Now it's leading me to going to do his homework or pick up his homework for him, and that taking care of a sick child is leading to doing his homework for him. I mean, this is here. I'm sure he expects his mommy to take care of him. He'll never grow up. I mean, these texts were making really, I thought about them all day, and I felt so sad for these texters about their crappy parents. I thought, you're a mean person because you had crappy parents. This, it just made me so sad. Oh, here we go. Hashtag failure to launch. So because I brought my, I'm taking care of my kid and I'm going to take him to the doctor today, that amounts to his failure to launch at 19. I was so shocked at the level of meanness that I felt so sad. I wanted to parent all of these parents on the, or of these people on the text line that clearly their parents failed them if they felt that I should not be still parenting a kid at 19. It hurt my heart. That's why I'm still talking about it today, because it hurt my heart.
After listening to your conversation, I felt the same. I feel sad for all these negative texters or people who sent you all these messages, because they definitely did not have a good upbringing. Mm. It's a really sad. Why is it a big issue to take care of your kid? You get so excited when you're pregnant, you give birth, you do everything, you run around, but then all of a sudden at 18, you disown them. Is there statistics that say because you went and picked up your kid and gave him soup because he was sick, that he's going to fail in life?
Good question.
Versus the other kids who are left alone, no parenting, no help, are really thriving in life. Why do you think here kids have depression and anxiety? I think doctors are making a lot more money because of our poor parenting here. We are giving business to them because we are making this happen to our own children. Why are they lonely? I know lots of my kids' friends who say when they leave and go back home for Thanksgiving, their rooms are taken away because it becomes guest room. Who is more important, your own child you gave birth to or your guests who come once in a blue moon to sleep on that bed? Instead, why don't you just change the sheets and have your guests sleep there, maybe vacuum the carpet, but it stays as your child's room. That's their home too. If you say you're done, you're gone, where do they go to? But come on, they can't drink till they are 21. Then how do you expect to call them they're a man or woman when they're 18? In other countries, you can drink when you're 18.
Neera, even if he was 40 and had a raging fever, yes, I would still go. I just don't think parenting ever ends. And also, kindness never ends. If somebody has a cold, if somebody, I know you told Judy yesterday, when your neighbor is sick, you go check on them and you say, let me bring you some soup. Do you want me to run to the pharmacy for you? Because you're a good person, you're kind. And this is what affected me so much, that people were so, no, let him tough it out. Really, toughing it out when you have a fever, that makes you a man? This idea of how you have to treat them and it without kindness. And thank you for bringing up what kind of world we're living in today. We're suffering with depression. Look how divided we are. Look how we can't even have a political conversation with getting so angry at each other. Maybe some better parenting would fix our problems.
Talk to your kids more. Be involved with them. day-to-day life, just not sports, for sure. I think we spend way too much time sports and fighting with parents, each other. If your son is not in the team or daughter is not in the team, why? That's a very important event here in this country, but not taking care of your kid or being there, you know, even as a friend. When your child grows up, they become your friend too. I had cancer. My brothers and sisters came, took turns, came and cooked for me.
Well, how are you ever going to learn to grow up, Neera? Yeah. Come on, toughen up.
I do have two wonderful boys my husband and I have raised. Of course, I do a lot for them. Doesn't mean they can't do anything. They took care of mom for a year and a half when I had cancer and heart failure. They were with me day and night. They wanted to come for every appointment on Monday. They wanted to sit through chemo, but I didn't. But they came to visit me every Monday to make sure I was fine. So why is it that hard for people to stomach that there are good parents who really want to take care of their kids? I think everyone should learn from the mom or dad that does a lot for their kids.
Preach it, sister. I love having your opinion on. This is Neera, my new best friend, by the way, brought to me by another dear friend of mine. We have to take a break, but I'm getting a ton of texts. I want to read them with you, and we'll round out the show with this conversation.
Thank you,
Neera.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got this amazing email from a longtime listener, Lawrence, and he allowed me to share it on the show today because I told him I was going to be talking to you and bringing back this subject. So Lawrence writes, my son was a premier college athlete, and in his second year, he had a major injury requiring surgery. When his coach called me, I told my son, I will be flying. It was down south. I'll be there during surgery, to which he, being a young male, protested my coming down. The university supported his injury, as did the attending physician. A few days later, I was departing and saying goodbye and heading back to Minnesota. He struggled to stand on his crutches, gave me a hug, and in a most adult manner, stated how appreciative he was I was there. Even later, as he got older and more independent, when we would bump heads and get involved and I would get involved in his life, I told him that's what parents do. As matured today, he truly understands. Once a parent, always a parent. And I just love the way Lawrence framed that. As a dad, you know, immediately he went down when his kid was going to have surgery. He could have handled it. The university was taking care of him, but he wanted to be there. And Lawrence, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate that thought. Love Neera. Maybe she should be a regular guest on your show. Let's see. Give me a break, Jor. There's other people sound jealous of your relationship with your kids. Oh, I don't know about that. Jor, my kids are very independent, but I froze food when they had babies to help with the new baby schedule. They appreciated my care and love in action. Absolutely. That's care and love. When they have kids, you don't be like, oh, you have kids. You're on your own. See ya. You just don't do it. So even when they have a fever and they have their own kids, I'm still going to be with my child. Jordana, is it possible that some parents of that way take care of their kids is cultural and not all parents would do what you would do on the other hand? We have about a minute left. Neera, do you think that's true? Do you think it's cultural? And that's not our American culture. Our American culture is just 18, done?
Yes. I have heard that from my friends, sadly. But I think there's so many cultures in this country right now. I think we could all learn. I tell my kids, take the best out of every culture.
Amen.
And leave the junk away. You know, I came to this country when I was young to go to college. I learned a lot of stuff. I still keep my culture, but only the good ones. I also don't like when my father didn't let me go anywhere after 6 p.m. because I was a girl. I do not agree with that. But it doesn't matter. That's all my parents knew. And that's all the parents knew here at that point, maybe 100 years ago. But things are changing now. So I think everyone should talk to your neighbors, anyone you know, and take the best out of any culture and put it to your kids, because I think our kids would appreciate it very much. My kids tell this every time to me, Mom, you are strict, but we appreciate everything you do because it helps us to be who we are. I still cook for my 21-year-old son every Sunday to send meals for 5 days. Believe me, his favorite food is quiche. I make it every weekend. Three meals a day. So there's nothing wrong. People can tell me I'm helicopter parenting, but I'm not going to stop doing this.
Good for you, girlfriend. Amen. Neera. Woo! Neera for president. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing your culture with us, and great advice. Take the best from everything and forget the bad stuff.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.